prosecuted because a flaw in accounting software made it look as though they'd been stealing. Over 100 others also affected have come forward since the drama about the scandal aired. Former postmaster at Rawcliffe Post Office in East Yorkshire, Gary Brown, says he was threatened after the IT system showed missing money.
We had to sell our house, £125,000 loss. I was told if I promised to sell it as quickly as I could, it might keep me out of jail, and luckily it did.
The price of one brand of baby milk formula is coming down. Danone say Aptamil will now be offered to retailers for 7% less. The estimated cost of building HS2 between London and Birmingham is up yet again.
If you brought the 2019, our estimate for 2019 prices up to 2023-24 prices, you'd be adding somewhere between £8 and £10 billion further.
That's Sir John Thompson, the boss of the firm in charge of the high-speed rail project. He's told a group of MPs that costs could now hit £66.5 billion. That's almost £30 billion more than what was forecast just over a decade ago. The Defence Secretary claims UK and US ships have successfully repelled the largest attack yet by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Grant Shapps says HMS Diamond destroyed multiple drones overnight. One of the MPs pushing to toughen up Rwanda asylum legislation insists it will stay within international law. But former Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick says he wants to make sure courts can't stop flights taking off. And Britain's Cameron Norrie is into the last eight of the Auckland Open Tennis in New Zealand. He beat Luca Van Asscher. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth. Oh, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now, sunny and a moderate breeze. My feet are cold. Your feet will be cold if you go outside as well. But it's a lovely, crisp, bright, sunny day, but cold. A lovely day to go out for a walk and get a little bit of air and some much-needed sunshine. We all are very low on vitamin D in the UK, so good chance to get out. Should stay dry overnight, going down to -2, so it's going to feel pretty cold. Tomorrow, though, getting warmer at 6 degrees. Friday will be 7 degrees, and then it'll be nipping back down over the weekend to about 5 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1. Why am I doing that? Brunch. Weather. Ruth. I don't know why I'm pronouncing my R's. Oh, I couldn't even do that if I tried. If I tried doing it, R. Oh, I can do it. R. What a lovely noise to hear down the microphone. It's just... And the things that amuse me when I'm at the studio, I don't know. It's just things that amuse me. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm enjoying my new hair colour, by the way. I've gone sort of... The woman at the... when I was saying to you about Marks and Spencers, I said to the woman behind the counter, your hair's a gorgeous colour. I said, it's natural, isn't it? She went, yeah. Because she had hair like my mum. My mum had white hair, which was a beautiful colour. It wasn't grey. It was just... And you could spot my mum anywhere in a shop just because... And her hair was always very glamorous as well. She had quite long hair and she always used to put it up and it was all curled and gorgeous. And this woman had a similar colour. And I said, oh, your hair's lovely. And she went, your hair's lovely and thick as well. And I said, oh, thank you. And she said, yeah, it's a coppery colour. Are you a redhead? And I went, am I a redhead? And I looked at my hair and I thought, actually, my hair is like a strawberry blonde. I didn't ever notice it before because I had all the grey covered up. I was going so grey. All my family go grey young, like my brothers and my sisters, all of them, white hair. And mine just, it started to go on top. But it was going salt and pepper, and it's like, it made me feel like that. I wouldn't mind if it was all one colour, like my sister's, it would look lovely, because they've got really nice white hair, not as good as my mum's, I must say. But mine's salt and pepper, and I'm not having that. It's a right state. It always makes you look a bit, as my mum would say, frowsy. Like, what a great word. And I only know that word, frowsy, because... my friend Belinda from school used to laugh her head off. I remember I said it in a sentence once at school. And she was like, what's that? And I said, frowsy. And I was talking about my neighbour because we had frowsy neighbours. She was a much, much younger than my mum. And my mum was like a mum to her, really. But the house was just... I mean, it was appalling. It was really, she didn't clean at all. And, you know, she might have had, then people do these things for different reasons, but she was everything was always falling to bits. And my mum lent her a cake tin because she was going to make a cake. And then she never got the tin back. And then she went in to feed the dog, and the dog was eating out of my mum's brand new cake tin. And my mum said, the thing is, if I'd have asked for that back, she probably would have washed it up and given it back to me after the dog. That's what puts me off with cats and dogs. I do love cats and dogs. I think people who've got pets are so much more relaxed. But the thing is, I can't stand the smell of cat food or dog food. It makes me like that. Makes me feel ill. Litter boxes. And also, when you've got to clean up their mess when they're out. My God, they're horrible.
With me, will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me, never let me go? Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
Said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming.
you out of my head. So let me just confess. For these kisses, baby, for your love.
Charlotte Church with Crazy Chick, and before that we had Marshmallow Pink and Sting with Dreaming. Brand new music coming up again. This is Bo Bowen, and sounding very much like a Kate Bush vibe as well. Oh, that's my, sorry, somebody's gone. That wasn't meant to happen. That was my front door going. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Bo Bowen with Dreams With You.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Phoenix FM.
like graffiti on cut glass. You're not a face, you're a facade, and you know. It's just the shallow way of life to take us up and drink this poison.
Is My Life Story with a Funny. We'll be chatting with Bob in a while. He'll be sauntering into the studio and we'll find out what's coming up on his show. We've had loads of great new music on the show today, which is absolutely fantastic. And we've got another track, have we? Yeah, I think we have before I nip off. I've got lots of stuff to drop off to the charity today, which is good. And then I'm off out this evening. And I'll be driving, so, yeah. Maybe the odd glass of wine for me, but not much else. Penny, I've got loads of red wine indoors. I don't drink red wine. I bought loads of wine at Christmas, and it's still, most of it's still there. And I don't drink, I have to be in the mood for a glass of red wine. And it's red wine's not something you can sort of, hello? What's that noise? Don't like the sound of that. Red wine's not something you can really neck too much, although Bob will probably disagree with me. But I do like a glass of red every now and again. But I used to drink red and not drink white wine. And then I used to drink rosé and not drink white wine or red. And now I'm back onto white wine and not drinking rosé. It's really, I find rosé quite sweet and a bit, yeah, I don't know. I don't drink beer. I used to like a beer. I used to drink beer years ago and I used to love beer. Pints. Very feminine. But no, it's too, that's too gassy. I don't like that. Just thought I'd share that with you. I'm just having a look online for a, because I want to get the bathroom done sorted at home because I want to get the shower sorted. I was thinking about getting a freestanding bath. They do look lovely. My bathroom is so small though. You can basically, you can turn around in it and that's about it. So I don't, and as I said, I need to have a grab rail. You can get the walk-in bath. So I have seen those. I'm like, maybe it's getting my leg over the side of the bath and getting in. That's the worry. It can't be too high up, and I do need something to hold on to, not a shower curtain, because that's never, because that's like a scene from what's that famous Bob, what's that famous film where what's that famous film where you're in the shower?
Shower cone.
What's it called? Psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't want to try and get into my new bath and try and get my leg over the freestanding bath, nothing to hold on to. I need to have a grab rail. I'm getting to that age. And then grab hold of a shower curtain. And it'd be like, weep, 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 weep kind of thing. Sorry, Bob's just walked in.
I have literally just walked in. And you've conjured up. What a picture you've
what
conjured
a bit,
up
me in the shower. Yeah. Bob's going to go home now. You're looking very warm. You've got a hat on today.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've got my old man's hat on, yeah.
It's very nice.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
hat,
you do look like a Peaky Blinder. You all right then, Bob?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just trying to get over that image.
Yeah, but so are a lot of people out there that are listening. People are screaming. I can hear them now in Brentwood. You brought the cold in with you. When Scott Ross came in yesterday, he brought like an air of coldness.
Well, you
have as well. It's nippy out there, isn't it?
It is very cold, yeah, yeah. I went out early this morning and I had to scrape the ice off my windscreen.
Yeah.
But I only had my club card.
Oh, is it American Express?
I only had... you're ruining it. I only got 10% off.
Very good. I put my car through the car wash this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, because the windscreen was a bit messy and I couldn't be bothered. And I had a free, a free one.
Seems a little point this time of year. Though,
it is really, yeah.
But there you go. Mine's filthy.
Is it?
And my car.
Yeah, well, thank you very much to Bob for bringing the tone of the show down straight away. Now, somebody's asked for the Jam, Just Entertainment.
Wow. Let's play it.
They're in bed. They're feeling a little bit sorry for themselves because they didn't sleep very well last night.
Is it someone I know?
No. They're a listener.
Okay, that's
and,
nice.
And they're in bed, and they're listening from in bed.
Well, it's the best place.
But I think, you see, the thing is, I know they drink a lot of coffee, so if you drink a lot of coffee, that's not going to help you sleep, is it?
No. It wouldn't help me. I'd be up all night.
Yeah. About going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You get to, that's another thing to do with age. Do you know what? It's also, you can be diabetic, so you should check that out.
No, I'm not.
It's horrible, isn't it? I'll wake up at 3. And do you know what? If you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you need to get your cortisol level checked, because that is when you wake up. And also, I think 3 o'clock is the devil's hour.
Is it? Mm. What about 5 o'clock? That happens to me quite a lot.
Yeah, but 5 o'clock's okay because I love getting up that early and going out and doing stuff. It makes me think of going on holiday. You're going to the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You live in this wonderful world, don't you? I heard you talking about you pretending you had a twin the other day.
Oh, I know, I did. I was only about, to be fair, I was about sort of 11 or 10 or 11. I wasn't very old, but I just think to myself, I am a little bit touched, really, my mum would say. but I don't realise that I am. I just...
Well, it wasn't me.
I just have this weird way of looking at things, that's all.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to imagine the world with two Michelle Wards in it.
Well, she was called, what did I call her? Ashley.
Ashley,
yeah. Yeah, because that was a kind of fashionable name back then.
Okay, I'll play her a song later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice one. She's the kind one, not like me. I'm horrible. Right, this is going out to the person who's laying in bed feeling very sorry for themselves. This is Jam with The Jam, rather, with That's Entertainment. Mm-hmm. There we go, turn it up.
Let's entertain. the tranquility of solitude, getting a cabin, travelling on buses, bring no graffiti about slash six of bed. That's for you, that's entertainment, that's
through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains.
doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes, and I heard Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
You'll be pleased to know that Bob's enjoying the song by, I think, Twin Sister. And you were just, you came into the studio going, I turned it off.
I like the beat of it. And you just suddenly...
It's good, wasn't it? It disappeared. Sorry about that. Now, you might like Jungkook with Usher standing next to you.
Oh, that's
not
heard that.
It's a brilliant track. I've discovered it on TikTok. Usher is obviously very well known. And I think Jungkook was in one of the sort of boy bands. And he's just phenomenal dancer, really? Singer, yeah.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
I think he might be. Let me just have a little look, because I did actually mention this yesterday. Jungkook. J-U-N-G-K-O-K.
Oh.
Let's have a look. I think
BTS,
he's in one. Yeah, he's one of the Korean bands. But he's just awesome.
Right.
I mean, just awesome vocalist.
Okay.
I love the video, because Usher comes in halfway through and they both like dancing together.
Are
you
going to play it then?
Well, I've already played it. I thought you might want to play it.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to mention
perhaps
it. Really.
I'll dig it out and play it this afternoon.
I was going to play this song again because David Soul, as you know, passed away.
Yes.
And he was 80. Always think, you know, to me, David Soul will always be probably in his 30s because it gets stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
My mum and dad really liked David Soul.
Yeah.
His music.
Yeah.
You know. I remember they had the song sort of Silver Lady and Don't Give Up.
Yeah.
Come give up on us,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, takes me back.
Yeah. So I thought I would play again Silver Lady. It's a good song, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Come on, Silver Lady, take my hand.
Oh. Don't touch me though, 'cause I'll report you.
Drifting, searching, shifting from town to town. Every time I slip and slide a little further down. I can't blame you if you won't take me back after everything I put you through. But honey, you're my last hope, and who else can I turn to? Silver lady, take my word. I
I see the light. Come on. It's just one more night.
I can't hear the music.
Oh, sorry. That was very good. You're in time.
Was it? I was following you. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. We could have done a little duet there.
I want to ask you a serious question.
Okay, go on.
Do you think I've got any chance of actually developing a singing voice?
Go on, then. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, I don't know. I've never done it
before. Is this called Bob Sings?
No.
It's a new feature.
No, but I'm going to a thing on Friday in Billericay. It's group singing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think the thing is, as long as you're kind of in tune, voices together always sound great. Mm. So what do you think you might be singing?
It's going to be well-known songs from the 70s and 80s, yeah. Things like that. I think I'll be all right in a group, but I've often wondered if I had some singing lessons, whether I could develop a decent singing voice.
Well, go on then. What sort of song do you want to sing?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, what will you be doing? A bit of soul music?
Why not?
Go on then, think of a soul song.
I feel good.
Okay, right, okay, we'll do it. Ready? So, right, let's count it in. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I feel good. You know that I would now. I feel good. You know that I would now.
See? Both of our voices together.
I
think the thing is, when you do voices together, I think one of the most important things is you've got to blend. So you've got to listen to the person next to you, because if you're all going slightly at a different, it becomes a bit mushy. But see, that's fine. We just both sung together.
Well, I've got the timing, and I can hit a note, but the sound that comes out isn't very good usually.
No, I think if it's blended, it'll be fine. But if you start doing solos, I'd say, get out!
Get off!
You're spoiling it for everybody here. It sounds like something your mum would say. You're ruining it for everybody.
Right.
Oh, somebody said that once to me at a Barry Manilow concert, because I went there and I love Barry Manilow. We used to, he's amazing. And the place smelt of old women and hairspray. It was I think it must have been Wembley, in, you know, Wembley Arena.
Yeah.
And we were there, we're going, Barry, we love you. And then somebody turned around and you're spoiling it for everyone else. How can we spoil it for everyone else? There's about 20,000 people.
Yeah, but I couldn't just see you getting in the way.
It was me and my friends were going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, with, like, pretending we were playing brass instruments, because we knew all the songs, we loved him.
Yeah. I suppose if you're a real fan, you don't really want that around, do you?
No, I was driving, actually, but my friends were a little bit too merry.
Oh,
security was called at about...
Did you get thrown out?
No, we were just going, we're enjoying ourselves, we're joining in.
Okay.
And that's why Barry was still singing, was sharing its security at the moment. What is coming up on your fantastic show?
Oh, I've got a fantastic show for you today. I've got a song for Daphne and Daphne. Sorry, Daphne. A song for Daphne. Got several birthdays to celebrate today, and also a review of a film on Amazon Prime. Have you seen it? Saltburn.
No, but I want to, but I think there's a very strange, murder on the dance floor scene?
Yes. And the less said about that, the better.
And a bath scene as well.
Yes.
Is that a little bit special, Bob?
It's
a bit naughty.
Let's just say, and I think the director put those in for shock effect.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll have to listen to my full review in the show later on, but the murder on the dance floor scene, all I'll say is I'm sure there was a bit of CGI going on there, because it couldn't have possibly been real.
Right, okay. Oh, dear.
And also, the great toilet roll debate. I finally got the definitive answer as to which way you should hang your toilet roll around.
I thought you were going to say something else then. No. I was like, no, don't talk about wiping, for God's sake.
No. It's nothing to do with wiping. No.
Oh, well, there we go.
There you go. All that, lots of good music. And me talking rubbish for 2 hours, really. So I hope you can stay tuned for that.
I'm sure everybody will. We've got some ads coming up, and then a brand new track from the Crayon set, which is called Elvis Is Alive.
The who set?
Elvis.
No, the who set?
The Crayon set.
The Crayon.
What did I say? Like I said, the Crays.
You sounded like Clayon or something.
Yeah, well, I've got a speech impediment. How dare you take the mickey?
I'm terribly sorry.
Whatever. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
I'm going to leave you with the Crown set. This is Elvis Is Alive. Stay tuned because you've got the very much alive Bob Simpson coming up with a great 2 hours. Have a fantastic afternoon and I'll be back tomorrow from 10.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News. From the